This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Get a 149.com with code MMA149. TiVo, get $50 off a Romeo DVR with code MMA. Venso, get 15% off your order with code MMA Nuts. Woo! Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 219.
219er.
You went all military on me here. My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Grew with MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, we walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What is going on?
Well, apparently Nick Wallenda is in Chicago this weekend. I am trying to find out the results of whether the man made it or died.
I'm sure he made it. Those Wallendas are made out of rubber.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know.
Are they like related to the Gracies?
Yes. It's the Hoover Vanguard, I hear.
The Hoover Vanguard high-rise guard.
Apparently that's not Gracie, though.
He successfully completes the two Chicago skyscraper tightrope.
Wasn't it snowing? Because it's been a little cold out here in the Chicagoland area. It snowed on Halloween.
That was fucked up. It was so fucking cold on Friday. Oh, my God. I tried to walk to go with the kids trick-or-treating, and, dude, it was not pleasant.
Didn't you prepare? Huh? Long underwear and winter jacket and fleece.
Of course not.
Hat and gloves.
I'm like, it ain't that cold.
Oh.
I can't get down. It's the wind. It's that northerly wind that comes down from the Green Bay's area. Wisconsin's area, Canada area.
Just the Canadians.
It's a shiver.
Poutine havers.
Yeah. Next year, I'm going to drink some rum, I think, or something.
Or you can just dress warmer. You don't have to booze it up.
A little rum and apple cider.
Nothing. Nothing to see here. Please disperse.
Don't worry. It'll be fun.
Yeah. What's happening? You got some news? Choose the news, you lose.
The news? You want to have me some news?
Sure.
Okay. Well, let's get into it. The rumor around the campfire, Matt, is that Vanderlei Silva versus Phil Baroni in Japan around New Year's Eve.
Okay.
What do you think?
I'm all for it.
Are you?
Sure. Why not?
Are they both going to be on the juice?
He's banned for life, and didn't Baroni get cut from Bellator, too, because he was friends with War Machine, and they wanted to have no association with either?
Something like that. But these guys both have a history of,
good.
External
extracutaneous
substances being injected into their buttocks.
Good.
Yes.
It's good for the sport, Ingo. Yeah.
Speaking of which, how's your TRT going?
Good.
Are you swole?
I am swole.
Do you still fit in your sauna?
Barely. My pantalones, azules, my legs are getting a little bigger.
Like he's got to go in sideways. You fit the other way.
I shaved yesterday. It grows back.
Nice.
Instantly.
Okay.
Or something.
Fingernails grow faster, probably, right?
Everything.
Everything's growing faster.
Yes. It's all good.
Nice.
It's all good.
Okay.
The other rumor was that Vanderlei Silva wants to, but some organization in Brazil is offering a Silva versus Sonnen fight.
In Brazil? Okay. Can they do that?
No. They'd have to somehow negate their UFC contracts. Although, if Sonnen has officially retired, is it still valid? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I say
because that happened to Couture, didn't it? Didn't Couture retire?
He retired and then
unretired.
Yeah.
So, I think the contract's still, Gina Carano?
Yeah.
Retired, still under contract.
Yeah.
I think the contract lives on, Matt.
It does. Why? I can't just let him go. Can't be a perpetuity.
I don't know what that means.
It means forever.
It's a big word.
It is. What else is going on? Oh, how about GSP's Halloween message, or Nick Diaz's Halloween message to GSP?
What did he say?
He was wearing the alien mask and, where you at, George? And he's also, we'll post that video of him with the nunchucks and his fucking alien mask.
I did not see that.
Like, what the fuck is this guy at? I like it. This guy's got more personality than 95% of the UFC fighters.
Oh, my God.
Thank God he's coming back.
Is this in response to GSP's thing where he said he was, like, in the car in Albuquerque and saw unidentified flying objects?
Him and who? Rashad and Van Arsdale.
Yeah, Van Arsdale.
Three of them or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. He still seems awfully weird about talking about it.
He looks huge.
I didn't see the
pictures. He's like 220 pounds or something. The guy's gigantic.
Oh, so he's totally on the sauce now. He's not coming back. He shouldn't come back.
Can they test him if he's retired?
No.
No.
But he should. He probably is juiced up to the gills right now.
Why not?
Because especially if you were trying to come back from an injury, seems like the perfect timing.
Yeah. I'm going to take a break, but I'm going to juice up.
Yeah, I'm going to take a 2-year sauce break and just fucking.
I'm going to get huge.
I'm going to hang out with Alistair Overeem. You know, we're going to test out some horse meats around the world.
Debut at 205.
Well, I don't know. He might debut at heavyweight. Goes back at heavyweight. That'd be fun to watch.
That would be epic.
He'd be a little too small. Like short.
Yeah.
I think for heavyweight. But GSP at 205, 185.
Interesting.
Be fun to see.
Speaking of heavyweights, did you see this Mark Hunt video he put out today? A little quick, little 10-seconder talking to the fans. We're talking shit to him on Facebook or whatever, telling him how to train. Saying these vatos don't know shit about training and you should just stay behind your keyboard warrior ass and stay back there.
The heat might be getting to the Mark Hunt.
Maybe.
Because he has about, 37 or 38 pounds he had to cut in a few weeks. I forgot when that fight is. November 15th?
15th, you said? Yes. Sounds right.
Oh, him and Fabricio Verdum going to fight for the interim title. And here's a question for you. Does that mean there's still somewhat of a heavyweight curse intact now? Because the heavyweights in the UFC only defend the title twice and then they lose it.
Mm-hmm.
And now Kane is unable to defend it for his, third time or second time. And now there's an interim title.
Mm-hmm.
So if the winner of that, are they the title holder? I don't get it.
Well, if he cannot return, then I would say that the belt goes to the interim title holder, correct?
Mark Hunt.
But look at Dominic Cruz. He was out for 6 years, and he still had the belt.
It's true.
Did they strip him of his belt?
Yes, remember? They've kept pushing it off and off,
then
finally.
Finally in the
sixth
year.
After the calls of MMA Nuts, he was out 1 month, and I was calling for a strip the belt!
Title.
Strip that fucker! He's too good for his own good!
6 years later, finally.
Yes, his title stripped him.
Good job. Yeah, I don't know. Kane is cursed, it seems. He has a lot of issues. Like, the guy, man.
Did you see some of his training videos? They said he blew out his knee, but then someone posted a thing where he's doing leg extensions, and he's doing them poof, 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 with mad weight on there.
Not good.
Like, dude, I don't think, I'm no training expert, but I don't think you should be blasting leg extensions out as hard and as fast as you can with massive amount of weight. It's just trying to go 30 reps. That can't be good for your fucking knees.
Yeah. So I don't do those anymore, but when I did, I never went all the way. I always went three quarters.
Well, everything should be controlled unless you're doing Olympic lifts where you're looking for an explosive type of thing, like a squat or a push
press. Are they trying to build fast twitch muscles so that he can take guys down and be explosive?
Maybe, but...
Like girthy?
I'm just saying, from outsider looking in, it didn't look like the safest for your knee, seeing how he blew it out. And what's happening with all these guys getting injured? Is this less people on the sauce, maybe? More injuries? I don't know. It seems like we're back in this injury bug again.
Yeah.
We went through this a couple of years ago. Now all these champions are out. Coming back.
I don't know. I think maybe it's part of the whole, the MMA, that's what's weird. Like, if you look at professional sports, I think NFL, NHL, whatever, they have a training regimen set. And, yeah, you're going to have variations of things a little bit, but for the most part, I think a lot of these guys are training very similarly, right? But in MMA, it seems like everyone's doing different shit. Some guys, doesn't do weights. He just does hitting tires and throwing rocks and going up hills. And other guys only weights. And other guys don't spar at all. Because it's such a varying... And it all depends on, their trainers and who they are and who their coaches are and who their, training partners are. So, I don't know. I think it's just a matter of maybe guys are just pushing it too hard outside, the cage.
The juice is loose.
You think it's all because they're not juicing?
Could be.
Are you accusing Kane of juicing pre the juice is loose days?
I'm saying 97% of them are. My percentage goes up every time.
It's like it was in the low 60s 6 months ago. Now it's a 97%.
I don't know if I've ever
dropped below. There are literally two guys not juicing. They're both retired.
BJ Penn is one of them.
Yes. And Rich Franklin?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I don't know.
He's looking a little big.
Well, not really. He was looking a little lean. Yeah. Not so much big, but.
That's a misnomer, too. Just because you're on the juice doesn't mean you get huge.
Right.
Right?
It's true.
Just means you can heal faster.
Yeah, look at, like, the cyclists, right? Thin, lean fuckers. And a lot of the fighters that got popped, you know, some of them didn't look huge. It's like some of the little guys. Who was that guy? Bagatinov?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't he the guy that got popped for something? Or I'm probably going to fuck it up. Something, Jerkoff or Smirnoff?
Yeah.
That guy? Isn't he making a comeback?
Yes. What was that guy, fucking that guy that did those movies? Borat from Kazakhstan?
Something. Or who was the other
one? I'm a child. I don't know. I love those movies. I died laughing every one of them. Did you see those?
No.
Oh, dude. He's so weird. He's so weird. Just strangely strange.
I saw him in that Will Ferrell movie with
The Anchor.
Ricky Bobby.
Oh.
Days of Thunder. That's Tom Cruise. we are the worst.
That was a good movie. That was a good movie, though. Days of Thunder was the shit. Yes.
You know what the Nicole fuck I'm talking about.
Nicole Kidman? Oh, yeah.
He was in that movie, the racing movie. I'm not even going to fucking look it up.
I heard. You know what I heard was good? That movie Fury with Brad Pitt. It's supposed to be really good about the World War II shit. Apparently, he's really good in that movie. I don't know. There's a bunch of dudes in that movie, like good actors and shit. Anyways.
They're making it rain?
Something like that. You got any more news?
Yeah. Please. So there's a lot of athletic commission stuff going on. So we have the California State Athletic Commission, like, working on some weight cutting proposals because we've been having a lot of issues. So they're going to propose some same-day weigh-ins and some hydrostatic testing. And what that is, it says it specifies the gravity in a fighter's urine, determining just how well an athlete is hydrated. And it says this is to be done before a fighter is licensed, long before a schedule bout, and in conjunction with the caliper test, which will then determine what his or her minimum competition weight will be. So
they're weighing their pee? Is that what you're saying?
No, that's part of it. But they're going to use that along with the caliper test to get a fighter's minimum weight.
What's the caliper? Like the fat percentage?
Probably.
Uh-huh.
So they're doing science.
I heard that was highly inaccurate, though.
I don't know. Just follow me for a second.
So
what they're going to do then, you're going to establish a fighter's minimum weight.
When he's cutting weight or before he cuts
before.
Weight?
Before.
Okay. All right. I'm with you so far.
So that, okay. Say,
minimum weight?
Yeah. Okay. So you're not going to be allowed to fight in a weight class that you shouldn't be fighting in then.
Oh, I see. So they're trying to pigeonhole every person into what potentially is the lowest you can weigh.
Yes.
I see. Okay.
And then I think another part of that is they want to do the same day weigh-ins, and then you're only going to be able to rehydrate to a certain percentage. And I want to say it was like 7% for men and 10% for women. So the good thing is, I don't know how it's going to work out, but at least someone's finally addressing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Scary. Same day weigh-ins scare me. I think you're going to see a death in the cage.
No. Because they're going to probably do the weigh-ins like they normally do, and then you're going to do the same day weigh-in to see how much they've rehydrated. But if they establish that minimum weight, you can have guys going into different weight classes then. Because you could look at a guy like John Jones and say, oh, the minimum he can fight at is fucking 215. Oh, he's a heavyweight now.
Oh, I see. So guys won't be able to cut down
right, as
much. Like, I see.
Yep. So it'll be interesting.
This is on the UFC level? Mm-hmm. Or is it?
Yeah, this is the California State Athletic Commission. Okay. They're going to propose some
not just
changes.
some like second tier kind of. Oh, wow.
This is legit, so hopefully they can approve something. So they're doing something. New Jersey Athletic Commission just brought instant replay in over the weekend.
Yeah, I read about this. How'd it go?
I don't know. We're the best at not knowing things. I like to do that.
It's best
people get all pissed off. Like, what happened? I don't know. I'm just pointing out what's happening. I'm leading to something here. Yes. So you've got California being progressive, and we've got New Jersey being progressive. Then we've got the Nevada State Athletic Commission, who decides, this weekend looks like a good time to test Vitor Belfort for a random drug test for a fight he's going to have in California. Makes fucking total sense. So what the hell are they doing? I know they said at his commission hearing, whenever that was, when he was getting licensed to fight, it was originally scheduled to happen in Nevada, but then Weidman got hurt, so then it got pushed, and now it's in California. Should they even be testing him? Like, I don't get it.
Are they allowed to test him?
They said they were going to test him like 5 or 6 times. Mm-hmm. Apparently they're going to follow through on it, regardless of what state he's going to fight in now.
Interesting.
At the fighter's expense also.
But why would he be forced to do this? Could he just say no?
Well, I think he probably agreed to it. Remember they had the commission hearing?
That was part of the ruling
is that he agrees to be tested, but
he's not
going to fucking fight in California. I don't know. It seems weird to me. It seems like these other commissions are finally stepping up, and Nevada is stepping backwards.
Maybe.
They're going backwards. Someone should just bring TRT back.
They're all gangster. This is the mob state.
It is.
Yeah, they're like, we're fucking in your shit, no matter what.
We're fucking in your shit, bitch.
That's right. That is kind of crazy.
It is. They should bring TRT back. Just fuck it.
Oh. They can't taketh away and then giveth again.
Oh, yes, they can. Trust me.
It'll be, if they giveth back, it'll be ridiculous. Then no one's going to be following the rules. It'll be anarchy, Matt.
Well, Ryan Parsons was just on the Joe Rogan podcast, and he used to manage Dan Henderson. Parsons said that he was the person that got Henderson the TRT exemption, and he said that during that process, Henderson's level never went over 1,100. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't understand, how does Vitor Belfort get to 14 when he gets tested?
Injecting a lot of TRT.
Because some people were abusing the program. But not Dan Henderson. And he made the point, too. It's like, how big did you see Henderson get? He never looked like he was crazy big.
Yeah.
You know, he was weighing in the low 200s.
Sure.
So, it's an interesting
point.
Good
for you, Dan Henderson. You and your false teeth.
He didn't overdo it.
No.
He just did it enough. And people like him should be able to do it just enough. So, moving right along.
Yes.
So, Scott Coker said he's going to be signing... like a bunch of huge signings are coming to Bellator. Do you think it's possible they could sign Brock Lesnar?
Isn't he still under contract with the UFC?
I don't know. I'm just asking the question.
Would they do that?
I think. Could you do that if you're in him?
I think Dana would like burn Bellator down.
He would blow a gasket. But if you're Bellator and you signed him, holy shit, yeah. You're gonna get some excitement.
Yeah, but who is he gonna fight?
It doesn't matter. Fucking whoever.
Vitor Ortiz.
Tomato can. The people's champion. He'll move up to fight him. Stephen Bonner. I don't give a shit. Man, I'll fucking fight. Shane Carwin come back out of retirement fighting Bellator. I know Carwin wants that rematch.
He does. Excuse me. Yeah, I don't know. I was just talking to Comprito about that whole Brock Lesnar, Shane Carwin thing.
Yeah. What's the thoughts?
What's that?
The takeaway on that then?
No. We always kid around. Comprito's like, shit. Every time some shit happens and they talk about Brock Lesnar, like these websites, they just create news stories. But he vividly remembers that fight, and I always point out to him how worried everybody looked in the corner when Brock was getting his shit beat out of him against the cage by Carmen, and Carmen's just like. Pounding on him. And when he came back to the chair and how everyone just looked so worried, and he's like, yeah, fuck yeah, I was worried. It was fucking over, you know? Yeah. But that was the fight I think Brock gave Comprito all of his submission of the night bonus.
Yeah.
Because they had been working on that particular submission, the arm triangle, for the entire camp, and it just so happened to present itself, you know? So... I don't know. Comprito right now, he's a bit jaded because he's doing really well with his school and he's doing well with his seminars. And he just won, I think he won the Worlds today. He went to the Masters division.
Yeah.
They have like the upper level guys and he just won today. But he's doing well with that. But he's saying, like, for a coach in MMA, it's so hard to make any money. You know, like, the reason he doesn't coach more guys is because it's, like, it's a huge time investment. And unless they're at the upper echelon, like Brock.
The payoff isn't there.
You can't make any money, you know. It's just impossible. It's a huge time investment. But, yeah, I don't know. He always speaks fondly of Brock. That guy.
You gotta be on top of your game.
Yeah, he's like, that's. I was always scared for my life when I would train with him, you know, because he was a black belt who's been training in jiu-jitsu for like 20 plus years.
Yeah.
He's a big guy too.
He's like 230, right? Probably,
yeah, but he's like, you don't understand. Like, this guy is so strong and explosive, and he could hurt me. Like, and I have to really be, you know, on his game constantly. Yeah.
I mean, couldn't even imagine what that strength would be like. Because I remember, like, one time grappling, like, some guy that was obviously much stronger than me, and he was able to grab my leg with one of his arms and control my leg. I'm like, good God, what the fuck? Like, my leg should be twice as strong as your arm, and you're just fucking, like, it's nothing. I'm a little boy. Like, holy shit, man. But imagine that, and then it's got to be times 10 like Brock. He could probably hold both your legs like you're a child.
Strong guy, man.
Yeah.
I mean, he held Frank Mir down. It's amazing. It's funny. Unless you do, I think, grappling, you know, unless you've experienced someone else being able to just do whatever they want with you, that feeling of just being dominated by somebody, it's hard to describe. And you know, I don't think you realize. I mean, there's some guys in the gym who just have my number every time. I fucking can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and other guys, it seems easy, but they're both the same weight. But why is this guy so much stronger? It doesn't make sense, you know? And they look the same.
Yeah.
How come this guy's got, like, you know, mad retard strength or whatever you want
to
call
it? Because he likes to beat off all the time. His forearm grip is unstoppable.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's I would love to see Brock back in some fashion, somewhere.
Hell yeah. Let's bring some excitement back to the UFC. I feel there's a lack of star power right now.
Yes, I agree. But what about this? I got a tangent here.
Go ahead.
You read this thing about Chael Sonnen said the WWE offered him like $5 million?
That's bullshit.
You think he's lying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They wouldn't offer him that.
You don't think so?
$5 million? Maybe. Why? They gotta get him cheaper.
He's a good talker, man.
He is.
So, I mean, he could sell some shit. You know, those guys have shows every week, sometimes twice a week, right? 2-3 times.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy like that can pump up, you know. I don't know.
But according to Chael Sonnen, he's never lost a fight in his life, and he's the undisputed, you know, fucking...
That's why he's the best. He's the best. I love it.
Mean, you got to take everything he says with a grain of salt.
Caprito actually likes him a lot. I don't know. Did I tell you this?
No.
Yeah, because they met at Metamoris. And he's like, I want to hate this guy, but he's so fucking nice. He's like, and he's got everybody in the back, like, rolling, laughing, and... He was really respectful to Caprito, and he was like, he came up to him after his fight. He's like, that was awesome, whatever. You know, but then Caprito felt bad because he was fighting Galvao, which is Caprito's, like, really close friend. And he kind of, like, didn't really reciprocate the whole. He's like, I feel so bad about that. But he's like, I'm thinking, what about if I fight Chael Sonnen in the Metamoris? I was like, I wear the gi, he doesn't wear the gi. What do you think about that? I'm like, that's brilliant. Can you guys start like some sort of shit?
Going.
He's like, you think that would work? He goes, I don't know, but we could try, you know. But yeah, he said
we'd murder
awesome.
Him with the gi, though.
What's that?
I said Caprito would murder him
probably.
With the gi.
But you know, he thought that Chael did really well against Galvao. You know, he wasn't afraid of him. He didn't like. Do a Brendan Schaub, you know. He specifically said Brendan Schaub too, by the way. So it's not like he's Brendan Schaub and trying to run away or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Chael, I feel like, you know, $5 million sounds about right, don't you think?
I don't know what they pay those guys. It's hard to say.
Brock, I think he disclosed it. I think he makes like $6 million a year or something like that. $7 million a year.
I could see maybe two, but. You're here nor there.
Yes, it is.
Let's move along. So UFC 184. I just get right out of that.
Okay.
We're moving on. February 28th, we finally have some good fights.
Is that
fights.
Super Bowl weekend?
I don't know. I'm not up on footballs.
Me neither.
Chris Weidman, Vitor Belfort headlining. Ronda Rousey, Kat Zingano, co-main eventing.
Yes.
I don't give a fuck what the rest of the card is. I'm in for that. I still don't think Vitor Belfort will be making a fight.
He's going to fail this drug test.
Could you imagine that? The guy shrivels down to like 170 pounds, and then he's going to fail the drug test.
Yeah.
They probably caught him like the week he said, this is bullshit. It's time for a super TRT Vitor Belfort. And he fucking takes a shot, and then they test him
like
the next
2200.
Day. Shit! I fail again. There is no Jesus.
His levels will be over 2,000.
He's going to piss on blasphemy to Jesus and religion.
When he pisses, it fucking melts everything. It just melts right through
That'd
the cup.
That would be awesome.
That would be so sweet. It's neon green.
Hell yeah. It's like... I could see it. He's breaking needles. They can't even stab the guy because his muscle is so tough. The needle broke.
They take blood testing or urine?
They did both. So oh, blood and
He's
urine.
In trouble.
No, I actually want to see. Because remember the other time he came out and he sent like 10 of his blood tests out and it showed. I want to say there were some where he was in the low 200s. He might have even been in the hundreds for all I remember. But hopefully he'll get that test and publicize it. So I'd like to see for a man that, you know, was on TRT for a few years, he's older, and then comes off, what is his level going to go to?
12.
It's going to be sub-100. How could you even fight? It's just, it's not fair, Ingo. It's not fair. Well, man should have his TRT.
What? After Jesus load?
Man should have his TRT. Probably just tested him the day after.
Yeah.
They probably upped his dosage.
Maybe.
I'm just trying to make excuses.
Drugs! No,
I love Vitor, TRT, Jesus Load, Belfort.
That's Joe Rogan said that may be the greatest era in MMA ever. The DRT Vitor era.
It
he
is.
He may be the greatest fighter ever in the... I mean, what do you have, like 5 knockouts or something ridiculous?
At least 3 with like spinning head kick crazy. Type shit.
It's like Superman.
Oh my God, look at this man. He almost beat John Jones. He had an armbar, broke his arm or something.
He did.
Could have been. What else we have? Oh, Anderson Silva signing a 15-fight deal.
Yes!
With the UFC.
Did you say 15?
Yeah. Because he's, what, 39? Okay. You need to lock him up for the next
Why 15?
11 years.
Is he going to fight till he's 90?
I don't know. Or maybe they're just trying to, you know, keep him from another organization. Like, lock him up forever. You know, Bellator gets Hoist Gracie. Maybe they don't want Anderson Silva going over to Bellator.
Gracie's not
going to
fight, though, is he?
No.
No. Okay.
But he's just like a brand ambassador.
Okay.
And maybe they're trying to lock this guy up so no one else can brand ambassador anything else, which is weird. The last thing you want to talk about this Friday, we have Luke Rockhold versus Michael Bisping.
Oh, boy. We have two Twitter war boys.
Yeah. Pirate Eye versus the Tiger Ball Smuggler or Juggler. When he was in the Thailand,
mm-hmm.
likes the Tiger Boys.
Just ball sacks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is weird. I don't think I'd be fondling a tiger's balls. I don't think I'm doing that.
I might.
I might lick them. I don't know if I'm going to fondle them.
Hmm. Interesting. What do I think about this fight?
Yes. What do you like in this
fight? I think they're two very similar fighters. Both guys with good cardio. Both guys with pretty good all-around game. Where's this happening?
I'm going to just say Brazil.
I did no research on this. I didn't even know there was a fight. But
I don't know where they are,
I do know
it's on Friday.
I'm going to say it's Bisping via decision.
Really?
Yeah. I think his all-around game's too good, and he can impose his will on most guys. I think Rockhold, you know, what is it? Is it the Vitor fight that he always wants back? Is that
yeah, because you... You know, both of them, you know, lost to the Vitor on Jesus Load.
But Bisping made it further, didn't he?
Well, Bisping got a TKO, and I think Rockhold just got straight up KO'd.
Mm-hmm. Got his lights shot off. I'm going to take Bisping via decision. I think it's going to be a pretty big, drawn-out, up-and-down battle, but I like the Bisping.
You like the Bisping?
I like the Bisping.
Good for you.
What do you say, sir?
Well... I'm still concerned about the Bisping's eye. Can't see.
Were you blinking a lot last time?
Are you like cost checking it?
You have to put oil in there still? Like
yeah. That eye is not right. And I think Luke is actually going to submit him.
Ooh, that's interesting.
He's sneaky on the ground.
Is he?
I still don't know where this fight's happening. Sydney, Australia. Oh. Thank you. Which is weird.
It's no man's land.
Yeah.
It's
neither here nor there.
The toss up. It's closer to England than it is the U.S., I think.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe it's halfway.
I'm taking Rockhold submission.
Okay. I'll buy that. Definitely possible.
Because I think Bisping is getting too close to fighting Anderson Silva.
Well, that could be potentially the next fight at this pace.
It could be.
Who else is on that card? Anyone else?
You have Pearson versus Ally Aquinta.
Oh, I like that one.
Whitaker, Hester. And that's about it.
Okay.
Anybody on the prelims? Not so much. It's kind of high.
That's a free fight? Is that on TV?
That will be on
UFC Fight Pass. Shit, I can never watch.
Fight Pass.
Yeah. Fuck you, Fight Pass. Bitches. Get your shit on Xbox and PS4. I won't watch that on the computer. I'll watch it on my Xbox, though.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll watch it.
Yeah. Will you? Okay.
Pants off.
Pants off, dance off.
Fuck yeah.
Nice.
We go to Ask the Nuts, being brought to you by TireBuyer.com, Ingo.
What?
New sponsor.
Tire Buyer? What do you buy there?
Stuff.
Tires?
Tires. You get $30 off of $400 or more with code MMANUTS30.
Yes. Hey.
What?
Listen, it's fucking winter coming up soon. I don't know if you've noticed.
My tires?
Check your tires, because there's nothing more dangerous than driving around with bald tires. Well, there could be, like, unprotected sex is right up there. But I'm just saying.
Just go anal or go home?
That's right.
TireBuyer.com.
TireBuyer.com. I'm sure they love that we're talking about that in the middle of the promo. But MMA Nuts 30, correct?
They got hot in here. Yes. Save $30.
30 bucks off, 400 bucks.
Fires, like, on November 7th. So you better get in.
Well, technically, 400 bucks is nothing. That's like a new set of tires, easily.
That's like three tires.
Yeah. So, you know, get your fucking snow tires, whatever you got to do.
That's right. Get your rubbers.
You know?
That's the nuts, Ingos.
Yes.
Gustavo Ribeiro. He says,
"There's two of me."
Matt, I like to throw S's on every once in a while. It's like Chuck E. Cheese's.
I'm awesome.
Let's go to the jewels. I got a very important question for you. This is to me. He says, "With the TRT and having your balls big and swollen, who would you choose to rest your balls in his/hers forehead?" Well, actually, my balls are shrinking, and it's quite frightening. It's shrinking by about 33%.
Nice.
33%.
He's got a measuring. He's got one of those calipers.
I don't use the caliper for my fat. I use the caliper for my balls.
Oh, fuck. These are 10 millimeter now.
It's kind of frightening, Ingo. Sometimes you go to scratch your balls and you're like, what's happening?
Where are they?
Where are my balls? They're leaving me.
Leaving lost balls.
I'd still rest them on the cyborg. Apparently she blew her knee out, though.
Ouch.
She is not fighting yet in Invicta 10. A little unfortunate, so she will not be making her 135 debut. Unfortunate. Alan Weir.
Smoking mares.
Yes. Which fighter has the best nickname? He says his favorite is Uncle Creepy.
That's a good one. What about you?
How about War Machine? No, just kidding. Mayhem?
Mayhem? Mm-hmm. That guy's batshit crazy.
Like, oh, need God. To start a Kickstarter for like $2 quadrillion to help fund his escapades.
Save my dog.
Save my wiener dog. I'd still surprised they didn't shoot that fucking dog.
Alligator dog. What is it called? Gator dog? You see the picture of that dog?
No.
He like painted it green and did like a design on him. Looks like an alligator. That poor dog. Oh, terrible.
Could you imagine if you're Mayhem's dog? Oh, God. I'm sure he treats that dog like a champ.
I'm sure. The dog's awesome. I like Big Rig. I was saying this earlier.
Mm.
Johnny Hendricks, big fan of that nickname. I think it's pretty cool. And it's fitting. Like, when you...
Well, he drives a big rig, too.
Well, yeah, it just, you know, when you, if you know the guy or met the guy, like, the way he, like, he's like American man. Like, you know, he's like the typical American guy.
With the chaw.
It fits with the chew. Yeah.
Does he go long grain?
Or
is it short?
I don't know shit about it. Skull, maybe? Some shit? I don't know.
Yeah, long grain. That's really chew. Like, the shit... Like, you ever eat that Big League Chew bubblegum?
Yes.
That's how the long cut chewing tobacco is. I mean, you get a chunk of that shit in your mouth, you're like,
Okay.
I like the Kodiak.
I've only chewed tobacco a Copenhagen. Few times here and there. In college, I was doing it for a semester or two, off and on, during finals. Try to stay the fuck awake, you know, instead of smoking.
Yeah.
Smoking's bad for you, but it chew is not.
Yeah, it's totally not.
Totally safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to have a roommate that used to chew and then leave dip cups all over the fucking house. I'd get so pissed off. I'd wake him up. I'm like, motherfucker, goddamn dip cup, take care of that shit. That's the grossest thing to find in the house.
I never did that. I cleaned up my mess. But
yeah, you just spit outside. You don't need a fucking dip cup. Yeah. Or if you're going to do that, take care of it right away. The Axe Murderer. I like that one.
That's a good one, too.
Justin Dr. Brown Carter. If you two had to fight off an army of coked up zombie prostitutes, 32 fighters, who would it be? And he says he's taking Tim Kennedy and Cowboy. I'm going to say
coked up prostitutes.
Zombie prostitutes. Why fight them off? Have you ever had some zombie pussy?
Yeah, could be good.
Damn right.
You just got to hold the head down to avoid getting bitten.
Like, zombie pussy. And follow-up question from him says, hey, Ingo, since I figure you and Matt are very closest friends, in your opinion, since he's on TRT Jesus Load, how bad would he fail the test if the NSAC tested him right now?
Oh, you'd be fucked.
Well, I think I'm in the levels now.
Oh, okay.
We've reduced me a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
The early reports are in TRT Vitor Load.
Well, I was in the 1300 level. But then I'm trying to think what percentage we reduce my load by. I think we reduced me by 20%.
Okay.
So our next blood test will be
900.
No, I should. We're gonna bump it up then. If we're in 900, we need to be about 1,000.
Okay.
I think that's what we're shooting for.
But you're feeling good.
Still feeling good.
Okay.
Good workouts. Blew everything out today. Felt great.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Tired. You know, it all works out. Last question from Justin. If the MMA Nuts was a TV comedy show like Modern Family or some shit, what would happen in the pilot episode?
What would happen in the pilot episode? definitely there would be a big black cock at some point. Someone would catch some sort of disease. Beer would be drank. There would be epic...
It would be like cocaine. There'd be man thongs. There'd be cowboy boots and probably a headband.
Depends
like
what channel is this on. Is this HBO or are we talking like regular TV?
HBO.
Oh, HBO. And then all bets are off.
People would be, Queen of Dragons would come out.
Getting shot and killed.
Be riding on her back.
Mm-hmm.
Cyborg.
Mm-hmm. The cyborg.
She's giving me a piggyback ride, feeding me jelly beans.
Okay.
I think that happened. It was like a dream of mine.
Yes.
All good. Ryan Smith asks, in your opinion, who are your three most exciting fighters in the UFC today? And he says Rousey, Cerrone, and Lawler. I think Cerrone definitely is.
I hate to say this.
Lozon? Sanchez? Here you go. Don't do it.
You know what I'm going to say.
You're going to say John Jones.
I am. John
you
Jones.
Son of a bitch.
John Jones is probably the number one for me. As much as I dislike him, he is definitely exciting. Of course, I got to go with Joe Lozon.
Yeah.
Always exciting. And my last pick, the third one, would be probably...
Who's number three? Dude, I got to go Mark Hunt on this shit. You know? I'm like, when Mark Hunt's fighting, I'm like, all right, something's going to happen.
It's
I don't know what, but something's going to happen.
Well, here's the weird thing, too, because, you know, they're fighting in Mexico, and Mexico is at, like, 7,000 feet above sea level, so it will actually be the highest altitude UFC fight ever.
Really?
And do you remember the last one that happened in Colorado?
Oh, yeah,
I believe
it was
tired. Ben Rothwell and was it Mark Hunt?
Maybe. Or was it...
And they're about to die, I think.
Gilbert Evil?
That could be it.
Is that the one?
It could be.
Yeah.
Rothwell Evil?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was maybe, what, 5,000 feet?
Yeah, they had, like, 3 minutes of excitement, and then it was all downhill from
dying.
There. Yes.
So that's going to be
I didn't realize it was that. Is it Mexico City?
Yes.
Is that what it's 7,000 feet above sea level?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Wow. No shit. Even higher than Colorado?
Yes.
Weird.
So we're going to see what happens with that.
We do. I thought the whole Mexico was always like flat, but it's not the case.
No. Weird, right?
Yeah.
Matthew Freeney, locked in a trailer, fight to the death. Who wins, GSP or Diaz?
Oh, I think GSP.
What? Yeah. In a trailer?
He holds him down.
No. He just holds him down and smothers yes. him. Suffocates him yes. by smothering.
Boy, we won't be playing this holding down shit. Let me up, motherfucker.
I don't know. I think if you're going street, that's because that's street rules, motherfucker.
He's got a pick.
Yeah. He's like, you know Diaz always has a shank on him. He's fucking shanking that bitch. Yeah. I got my money on Diaz all night, all day, GSP. All night.
He's from the streets.
Ryan Smith, he says, since Matt has Fight Pass, is there any one particular fight or KO he watches over and over? Dan Henderson versus Bisping is probably high on the list.
He sits around on Saturday drinking coffee. He's like, let me pull up this Bisping.
I can't lie. You know what it is. Henderson Bisping on 3 hours straight of Bisping. Bisping. You know why? Because it was so satisfying. Because that son of a bitch talks so much trash on the show.
Yep.
And Henderson, they're both opposing coasters on Season Ultimate Fighter. Bisping's running his mouth, and Henderson's just like, I'm going to do my talking come fight time. Yep. And they shut him off, and then he shut him up. And that's how you handle that. That's how a man takes care of business. And no fines. No. You got no fines, Zinko.
Even after he said he did it on purpose.
Yeah, damn right. And other people that say that, fine, cut, whatever. But not Hendo.
Nope.
He's too cool for school, all right?
Yes.
Rodrigo Machado. What's your guy's favorite submission and least favorite submission? He says his favorite is the rear naked choke and his least favorite is a leg lock.
Go ahead. Favorite submission.
Hmm. Am I delivering them? Or, like, getting them done to me? Are we playing that scenario, or the ones I like to
maybe
watch?
Maybe just what he likes to watch, maybe?
I'm going to go ones I like to deliver. I like to deliver a mounted triangle.
Nice.
What I don't a lot like? I don't know. It's a good question. I never get submitted.
Ever.
Just kidding.
Ever.
I'm just kidding.
He's unsubmittable.
I didn't like that in the gi. I didn't care for that bow and arrow or whatever the fuck that was called.
Yeah, that one sucks. You get that fucking collar right on it. And that one blows. I'm susceptible to that. I don't know why, but I get stuck in that a lot. Bow and arrow choke. It's a motherfucker. Hard to get out of. So. Favorite submission?
Yeah, favorite?
I don't know. Like, for me, when I'm jiu-jitsu wise, I like the arm triangle. I feel like it's a good, like, the chokes, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, because people get out of the arm bars and all the weird shit.
Chokes
if you
are
choke
good.
Somebody and they can't breathe, that's always money. It doesn't matter how big you are. If you can't breathe, like, you're going to sleep. So I'm a big fan of those. What I don't like, any of the, like, in the gi, the collar chokes. I mean, my neck gets fucked up, like, sometimes. Some of the guys really got some good, slick, weird angle chokes and shit, and that shit hurts. Like, it's to the point, but sometimes you get that across your nose, you know, and you just tap from that because it fucking hurts. Like, your nose is all fucked up and there's a big scratchy G all over that, you know, just a...
So you bite your...
Yeah.
Bring it back down. And then last question, Justin Coleman. Who is the best MMA fighter ever?
Ever? In all of MMA ever? Yeah. You go first.
John Jones.
Oh...
No. He's the best MMA fighter ever.
No. I don't think he's been tested enough.
Bass Rutten.
No. I'm not buying that either. But he's
what?
Up there. Come on.
Ever. He was the most complete fighter.
He's got the slapping. I still like Anderson Silva. I mean,
I don't know. He can't handle a knee check. His leg's too weak.
Yeah. That could be from years of weight cutting or just bed, whatever. But I think out of all the guys who have been challenged, he's probably been challenged the most, and he's won in many different ways. And John Jones is on his way. Talk to me in 5-6 fights. If he's still doing the same shit, fine.
He's finishing.
You the man.
I'm going with John Jones.
You the man. He's been finishing dudes. I mean, I still remember the fucking Machida thing, where he just, I mean, that's just brutal. Like, fuck you.
It was a little rapey.
It was.
Like, I felt like his cock was going to end up in some sort of Machida orifice. Yeah.
You want to hit me in the first round? Here's a little fit. Here, eat this.
Yeah. See ya. Drops him off.
That was brutal.
Yep.
Jones is on his way.
Okay.
As much as I dislike Jones.
Fair enough. It's all good. Sometimes I just click shit and it doesn't work out.
Yes.
We're getting to knowledge. Do you have any knowledge?
Knowledge. Well, my only thing is that, you know, with Boardwalk Empire drawing to a close. A
screeching halt.
Yes. With the strangest last episode ever. Not sure I like it or don't like it. It's a bit weird. Whatever. What are you going to be watching the next few months between now and Game of
Thrones? Sonic Highways. The Foo Fighter thing. That's pretty cool to watch.
Yeah.
I'll watch any documentary. I like that Ozzy documentary that keeps running. I caught that one again.
I haven't seen it. Have I seen it? Maybe
I think you have. It's pretty good. Yeah. I think his son actually was part producer of that.
So okay.
Jack Osborne produced part of that. That one was good. I ran the other day. I like watching that. Mm-hmm. Anything else coming on? I don't see anything else. Are you having a mic problem over there?
I'm just adjusting it.
All right.
For the last 30 seconds of the show. As I noticed, it's a little crooked. How's your pivo over there?
My who?
Your pivo. It's Serbian for beer.
Great. I still have stains on the bottle. It's a bottle.
You like that? Does that bother you?
A little bit, because it looks like someone tried to make chocolate milk.
Is it the bottle, not the beer?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
See the stains in there?
Oh, it's inside the bottle?
Yeah. Determined it's the bottle, not the beer.
Have you tried to clean it?
Post? No.
How do you know?
It's the bottle.
It's a little scary. It's got stains.
The bottle's talking. It says, it's the bottle, not the beer.
It's the bottle.
That's it.
Shut it down.
That's
been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffin.
See you next time.
Thanks for playing.
Bye-bye.